Hey everybody, Brad Anderson here, and I'm joined by Dean Hager, who's the CEO of Jamf Software.
How you doing, Brad?
I'm doing awesome. We just spent the last 20 minutes recording the next endpoint zone that you'll see next week. And what did we talk about?
We talked about Apple and Microsoft coexistence through a partnership between Microsoft and Jamf for the good of the user.
Who would have thought it? Mac devices, first-class citizens in Microsoft 365. You got to check it out. Hello and welcome to the Endpoint Zone. This is episode 1808, and today I am joined by the CEO of Jamf Software, Dean Hager.
Good to be here, Brad. Thanks.
Yeah, it's great to be here. And you may notice Syme is not here with us today, so you know you and I got to hold down the fort this time.
We'll see.
I think we can
I'll do
it,
my
though.
Best.
That's right. Here we go. Well, today I wanted to talk about some of the things that we've been doing as we think about how you best empower Mac devices inside of Microsoft 365, and that's the partnership that we have with Jamf Software. Let me just kind of give a little bit of the context about what we were seeing in the market a year ago, and then kind of the context of how we came to the decision on this partnership, then have Dean give a little bit of that commentary as well, and we want to show you how it all works together. So right now, what we really see in the market is organizations looking to consolidate and unify their endpoint management. They want one way to think about how they manage Windows, Mac, iOS, Android. They want it to be simple. They want it to be consistent. They want a user to be able to go across those devices and have an experience that empowers them, but also feels familiar. And so that's what we set out to do. And that's been core to what we've done with Config Manager, with Intune, with Microsoft 365. And you know, and so about a year and a half ago, it was early in 2017, and we were making this decision, hey, do we go build an in-depth Mac agent, or do we partner? And so, you know, I'll be honest, my viewpoint on this is I thought we needed to build. And so I was pushing the team, I think we need to build, I think we need to have control of this, ownership of this. And the team was pushing back on me saying, you know, I think we should partner on this. And so I said, listen, I need to go do my homework. And so I literally went out and visited a bunch of customers. And what I found in every one of the customers that I met with is they already had Jamf deployed. And not only did they already have Jamf deployed, but the loyalty and the energy of these IT professionals who were managing Jamf was like the same thing that I see in the Config Manager community. So it just felt like, wow, this is a great product, it's got a strong community, and I think we need a partner. And so I literally reached out to Dean via LinkedIn, had never met Dean before, put a plug in there for LinkedIn. Dean responded back, and it's amazing how fast we went from ideation in the spring to releasing a preview in September and then GA in December. And that's kind of the story of how Microsoft arrived at the partnership. Let's hear a little bit about the background, who is Jamf, and you know, your perspective on how this all came about.
Yeah, well, first of all, let me tell you, Brad, how happy I am that you found out that you were wrong and your team was right. Actually, I'm just...
It happens a lot.
I resemble that remark as well. Thanks for having me here. Jamf, for those that don't know, we've been around since 2002. Our code was written by a college student, typical great startup story back in 2002, just wanted to be able to deploy Macs more efficiently. And of course, over the years, as the Apple ecosystem expanded, the Jamf ecosystem expanded, and our mission became to help organizations succeed with Apple. And here we are 16 years later, and we have 17,000 customers, managing almost 11 million devices now. And the area where we started, the Mac, 20 of the top 25 global brands in the world use Jamf to manage their Mac. So we're Apple guys. You know, that's what we do. So when I got the reach out from you, not going to lie to you, it was a little weird. And every time I'm with you, even after all this time now, I do just have a moment of, you know, are we really together working on this? And it's been so exciting because of the pace at which we've been able to move. You're right. We first spoke in September 2017. We announced what we were doing together that following fall at Microsoft Ignite, September 2017. Just a month later at Jamf's event called Jamf Nation User Conference in October, mm-hmm. we released a preview yep. of the product, and then it went generally available in December 2017. So the pace at which we moved was fast, and spending time with customers after that, seeing the reception that our customers had, they were just so thrilled that the two most common devices in their enterprise, the most dominant ecosystems in their enterprise, Microsoft and Apple, that they were able to look to us, the team that is best at managing the Microsoft ecosystem, the team is best managing the Apple ecosystem, and that we were going to work together on their behalf. I've been really clear with all of our customers that Jamf with Microsoft 365 is really all they need for all of their endpoints within their enterprise.
And likewise, you know, as I meet with organizations and IT professionals ask me, what is your recommended way and process for managing Macs? It's Jamf plus Microsoft 365. And I think that combination really gives users on Mac that best experience and gives IT professionals the best way to deploy, manage, and secure users on Mac devices. And, you know, we've talked a lot over the years about, you know, a big part of what we built with Microsoft 365 is ensuring that only trusted users on trusted devices using trusted apps get access to corporate data. And as we're going to show you here in a few minutes, the Jamf software gives us such a rich feed of information, gives us such a rich feed of insights into what's happening on a Mac device. That Mac device is better managed and it's more secure if you're using the Jamf software in conjunction with Microsoft 365 and specifically Intune in the way that conditional access works. And so, you know, we're super clear. That combination gives users on Mac devices the best experience, period.
Yeah. Thank you so much for saying that. And clearly, obviously, Microsoft is the best at managing Windows. The inventory that we collect on the Mac, when you first contacted us and introduced this concept of conditional access, of being able to, one, you identify whether the user is a trusted user.
Yeah, a unique perspective we have in Microsoft Cloud.
Exactly right. And then you explain to us how you wanted to assess whether a device was a trusted device. And because of the amount of inventory that we have on the Mac, we were able to just say, what do you want to know?
Exactly.
We were able to provide that information to you.
Yeah, and the way we think about how all this comes together, you know, at Microsoft, we talk about the intelligent cloud and the intelligent edge. You know, so we think about Microsoft 365 and all that we do up in the cloud as being the intelligent cloud. And then we think about things like Config Manager being the intelligent edge. I think of Jamf software as part of that intelligent edge. And so you have the intelligent edge with Jamf and Config Manager that are attaching into Microsoft 365, and that combination brings all the power and all the intelligence of the Microsoft Cloud to bear on Windows, iOS, Android, and Mac devices.
We are proud to be part of that intelligent edge.
Oh,
we think those that are running their Macs with Jamf have an edge, as do those who are running Windows with SCCM. For many years, people would refer to us as the SCCM for Mac, if
exactly.
you will.
I've heard that before.
It makes sense that we're working together after all this time.
It's awesome. Okay, so let's actually transition to a little bit of whiteboarding here to describe how the overall solution works and then kind of show how it works. Okay, so let's start with a refresher on conditional access. So first of all, if you have Exchange Online and you've got a device such as a Mac that wants to get access to it, what actually comes into play is Exchange Online has a conversation with Azure Active Directory and Intune to basically verify trust on the user, the device, and the app. And so literally what happens here is when the request goes up to Exchange Online to get access to email, what goes up in the request is it says, hey, Brad's asking for email. He's working on Mac 1. He's using Outlook. And he's trying to access it from Redmond, Washington. And so you get the user, the device, the app, and the location. What happens then is Exchange Online literally has a conversation with AAD and with Intune and basically says, hey, do we trust Brad? Do we trust Mac 1? Do we trust Outlook? And essentially, you know, the EMS services respond back, and only if it's fully trusted does email flow. Now, what Jamf does here is Jamf is a cloud service that's running out here. And in a Mac world, you have a Jamf agent on the device that is constantly sending data back to the Jamf service. You know, this is where you get the configuration, the settings, software deployment, everything. And so what happens now is Jamf has established a cloud-to-cloud communication with Intune, and when there is any kind of a change on the device, Jamf notifies Intune of the configuration change, and then Intune uses that inventory information, that settings and configuration information, to then apply conditional access. And so let's go through a scenario here. Let's say the user goes, and I'll change to just different colors to show it. The user makes a change on their device and changes the password setting. Let's say that IT has got a setting that says you have to have 6 characters or more on your PIN. And so what happens is Jamf knows about that immediately because it detects that there's been a configuration change and then tells Intune there's been a configuration change and the user has changed the PIN from 6 characters to 4. Well, then what happens the next time the user goes to get email, when Exchange Online has that conversation with the EMS services, Intune is going to respond back and say, this device no longer meets the criteria that you have established, that IT has established, and access to email is blocked. But then the next level of integration that we've done is down on the device, the user gets a dialog that says email access has been blocked, but we've also done integration on the Mac between Intune and Jamf to then direct the user on what they have to do. In this case, change the PIN back to 6. Once that happens, again, the data goes back to Jamf, that the configuration change has been made, it notifies Intune, and now the device is in compliance. But that's how the deep integration we've done with Jamf and with Intune and M365 for conditional access. So let's see it in action now.
Your artistry is beautiful, but I think actually seeing it live would be helpful to our viewers.
You can tell I definitely was not an artist. Okay, so let's look at the console now. And let's come on into Intune and kind of show how it's configured and show the administrative experience first, and then we'll show the end user experience. So I come into Intune here, and I'm going to come under device compliance. You can see that I've got a set of policies that are built. In this case, I've got this compliant policy for Macs. I can come in here and take a look at the properties. And as you come and take a look here, you can see there's a couple of settings that we have configured. And if I take a look here, you can see, you know, different settings on the operating system, min and max version, one of the key things for conditional access. But you also can see here things like, I've set that it requires a PIN and that it has to be 6 characters or more. Now, this is an example of information that the MDM layer just doesn't send back by default. And so Jamf is able to give us this depth of information. That's one of the things that impressed me most when you and I first spoke, mm-hmm. Dean, was just the level of data that you were able to collect and send back to us.
And that's because we have an agent that's running on the Mac, and we've had an agent that's been running on the Mac
for
many
years. So much like Config Manager, actually.
Exactly right. And as you and I both know, MDM, while powerful, only provides so much information, as you said, versus the type of control and the type of information that you can have when you have an agent there, and as a result, able to provide Intune with a lot more information that Mac.
And so if I come here and now, let me close up a couple things here. Let's go take a look at device status. You can actually see this particular Mac that I'm working on. I can come take a look here and you can see that it is, in fact, not compliant. So let's go ahead and launch Outlook. This is the first time I'm bringing Outlook up here. So the first thing I'm going to go do here is I'm going to go and add my user account. Add a user account in here.
While you're typing in that password, one of the things that I just want to mention is, because you did it so quickly in Intune, you were clicking on a Mac device that, of course, was data that was gathered out of Jamf. And that makes Intune the central repository for data on all devices that you have, all the mobile devices.
That's right.
Because of co-management with Configuration Manager, you get all of those devices in Intune. And now you get all the Jamf Mac devices all within
so
Intune.
So it's one console, one screen, all your inventory for iOS, Android, Mac, Windows.
The with proverbial the most, single pane of glass.
With the most in-depth inventory on
exactly
Mac on the
right.
planet.
Exactly right.
Yeah, thank you. So let's go ahead and type in my password here. What you're going to see here, conditional access has come in and said, listen, this device does not meet the criteria in order to get access to corporate data, but we're going to go help the user to make it right. And this is one of the key things, like our job here is not to block users. Our job is to grant users access to that corporate data in the right conditions. And if the right conditions are not there, to help them. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to click here into the device management portal. Now this is bringing the user into the end user experience that's delivered by Intune. And what you're seeing here is we're now going to guide the user on what they need to do. So the user can see right here, hey, the reason your device is not compliant is your password is too short. I can see information here. It wants me to expand it to 6 characters. This is what I love what we've done together is the resolve issues.
As you said, it's one thing to block a user. It's another to tell them why you blocked them. But we wanted to even do more than that.
Guide them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so click on this resolve issues. And what's happening here?
It is going to launch a product called Jamf Self-Service, which is a tool that runs on the Mac itself, and it's essentially the user's virtual IT. It is the way that IT can push either applications or common tasks or scripts, in this particular case, actions that will help them resolve their compliance issues.
So let's go see how easy it is. I can see right here that this is where it wants me to do something, so I'm going to take some action here, and it literally is installing a profile of the settings that changes it to from 4 characters to 6.
It's applying the policy that says, no, you can't change your password to 4 characters. We're going to actually issue a policy that's going to prevent you from doing that in the future and require you to change it.
And then I'm also doing what's called check settings here. And what actually is happening here, I believe, is it's actually now sending all that telemetry back to Jamf. Mm-hmm. Jamf is actually communicating to Intune, so you have this cloud-to-cloud conversation.
Absolutely.
Intune is now going to be aware that the policy has been changed and the device is now compliant.
And as a result of being compliant, you'll be able to have access to your Office 365 resources.
So let's go click on Outlook now. Now, because the policy has been set and the PIN is 6 characters, it passes the conditional access, the device is compliant, and look at that, my email is flowing.
How about that?
And I think that's just powerful because, you know, in today's modern world, where these attacks and the level of sophistication of these attacks is just incredible, you need to have this ability in real time to determine, is this a trusted user working on a trusted device using a trusted app? And this is unique to what Microsoft 365 does, and you put that in conjunction with Jamf on Mac devices, and you get this level of security across Windows, iOS, Mac, and Android.
And when we started to work together, one of the priorities that we had from the get-go is we wanted to start from the user experience and work back. Yes, we want it trusted by IT, but we wanted to essentially be able to hand-hold that user not only to understand what was happening,
that's right,
but to help them resolve it. And that makes the user more powerful, not having to pick up that phone and call somebody from IT.
I think the way that you've described this, as you and I have interacted over the last year, users have more impact, more authority, more influence, more choice than they've ever had before. Rather than IT just enforcing on users what IT wants, users now have that power to request, demand, and choose what they want. We think about Microsoft 365, it's all about that modern workplace empowering users on all devices, on their device of choice. And as I think about how best to do that on Macs, that is the combination of Microsoft 365 and Jamf.
The voice of the user has never been stronger within the enterprise today.
Good way to say it.
And they want to resolve their own problems. They don't want to have to call IT. One, it takes longer. And two is, you know, it's wasted time, and they want to feel that accomplishment of just knowing how to step through and solve their own issues that they're having.
Yeah, and then you couple that, you know, there's a cost per incident for IT,
absolutely,
and they're trying to minimize their costs. Yes, so I hope you get a view of just kind of what's in market today. Everything we just showed you is in market today. This is work that we've done over the last year, but there's a whole bunch of things that we're working on right now. You want to kind of give some insights into some of the new areas?
Yeah, when we take a look, once again, starting from the user experience, our approach is start from the time that the Mac is in the shrink wrap box, and they're pulling that great unboxing experience. You know,
it's like Christmas morning all over again.
It is. It's wonderful. You rip the plastic off, lift up the lid, and power it on. We want the process to start at that moment. We are right now brainstorming around ideas that the initial authentication that you do to that Mac, we think we can simplify that process. We think we can even improve the conditional access and some of the conditions that are checked even greater. The advantages that we have with the single pane of glass and a consolidated inventory, we haven't even begun to take advantage of what that means, including potentially even having greater interactivity between Intune and Jamf to make life not only easier on the end user carrying the device, but life easier on the person who's administering it, the IT person.
I think one of the key things here is we approach this on understanding where most IT sits today. Most IT uses Config Manager for their Windows devices. Mm-hmm. Most are using Jamf for their Mac devices. And so what you see here now is you bring Intune into that. Jamf and Config Manager are both talking to Intune, and Intune kind of becomes that glue on how all this comes together. And that's where you see that intelligent cloud interacting with the intelligent edge. So you start where you're at, you can leverage the investments, the knowledge, the experience, the training that your teams already have, and push forward into these modern management principles. You know, you describe that, take it out of the shrink wrap, you know, and it just automatically provisions. We do that on Windows with something called Autopilot. So you see us thinking about how these Mac devices, these Apple devices, are first-class citizens in Microsoft 365, just like Windows.
I mentioned it already once, the two most dominant ecosystems from the user's perspective in the enterprise today are Microsoft and Apple. So what better than to have the organization that is the best at Microsoft and the organization that is the best at managing Apple within the enterprise working together so our IT friends out there don't have to solve those issues and coexist themselves.
You know, one of our promises with Microsoft 365 is to help you simplify. And so by us doing this work together, I think we simplify the experience of IT. Certainly we simplify the experience for the users and enable them to have more creativity, enable them to have teamwork. And that's really what all the modern workplace is about. Well, thank you for being here. This has been awesome.
It has been awesome.
The partnership
is
awesome.
Thanks so much, Brad. Appreciate it.
It has just been a wonderful partnership. And I tell you, I think I've had a chance personally, I know you have, to pitch this to over hundreds of customers each.
Yeah.
And the feedback is always, this is amazing. Thank you for doing it. And with that, we'll sign off. Until the next time, this is the Endpoint Zone. Dean and Brad signing off.